This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hum Day crew, and here's another one of our podcasts. Enjoy. From Joy sponsor Infolio, Cameron Deal. Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning, everybody.
An interesting stat that you've told us is that 40% of purchasers at the moment are currently first home buyers.
That's correct. So in the Melbourne market and pretty much the Australian market at this stage, 2 in 5 buyers are first home buyers.
Is that people making the most of the market and the first home buyers grant? Is that particularly in Melbourne or just across the country?
No, particularly Melbourne and Sydney at this stage. Yes, pretty much the conditions to buy at this point are very good. Basically, the first home buyers grant and low interest rates at this point of time are helping people enter the market. Probably the best conditions we've seen for a long time for a first home buyer to be in the market buying a home.
So what are some of the things you should consider? Because obviously one of the things when you're doing something for the first time, you're not too knowledgeable. So hit us up with some tips on what you should maybe be looking at.
Okay, some of the important issues that I think a first home buyer should be considering is obviously what type of property and what location they're considering buying in. Also the price range that they're considering buying in, the amenities that are around that particular property, any changing needs that they may have in the future for the property they're looking at buying. Obviously, the market conditions, interest rates are obviously important, as we've discussed already, and whether they should buy new, renovated or unrenovated properties.
So when you're talking about the price of different things, I guess you've got to consider not only what you can afford for the house, but if you can afford a certain amount for your mortgage, you've also got to consider whether you're going to have to spend $50 a week paying for car parking to get to work or public transport and all those types of things as well would be a wise thing to consider.
Absolutely, and not just that. If you're out entertaining yourself on a Friday night or a Saturday night, the transport cost getting home in a taxi as well can obviously be a factor. But basically the things to consider when you're looking at purchasing are exactly that. The transport is obviously a certain factor you need to consider on the basis that a lot of new homes that are being built are a fair distance from the CBD.
And where's a popular place that's being built up at the moment, Cameron?
Well, what we're finding is that a lot of the entry areas that are median prices below $500,000 are the areas that people are looking at, they're the areas where a lot of the first home buyers are buying. So areas such as Broadmeadows, Thomastown, even areas such as Tullamarine and some of the newer estates on the southeast in Narre Warren. If you're looking in the CBD, you're generally likely to be looking at a two-bedroom apartment at the same sort of price in areas that are within 5 to 10 kilometres of the city.
With apartment living, one thing to consider is obviously body corporate fees. How much do you reckon that should waver on your decision?
Generally, body corporate fees, if the building does not have facilities such as lifts, pools and gyms and those sorts of things, you're probably looking at around about $1,600 or thereabouts for a property that is generally one that doesn't have those facilities. If you do look at a property that has those facilities, then you're probably up in the vicinity of $3,000 to $4,000 per annum.
And I believe when you buy your first property, you can't actually buy it as an investment property. You have to live in it for a while. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So you must live in the property within the first 12 months if you're seeking the first home owner's grant, and you must live in the property for a period of 6 months.
Okay. All right.
You can then convert the property to an investment property from that point on.
Now, I guess one thing you also have to consider as well, I had a traumatic childhood because my parents bought houses with potential. They'd buy one house and say, oh, we can do this, we can do this, and we lived in half a house for about 2 years, and then they realise it was too hard, then go buy another house with potential. So should people with first home buyers, especially if their budget's a bit stretched, be careful?
Well, your parents are lucky, Adam, if they're still together. In those situations, many, many couples have separated because of the expertise that people think they have when they're renovating a property. But no, look, it's very important to make sure you've got some skill or get somebody who has some skill to renovate the property for you. Purchasing new properties, you obviously have that work done for you already, so that's a bonus if you aren't someone who's qualified at renovating a property. Although you do pay for someone's efforts that they've already put in when they're renovating, if you do it yourself, there's an opportunity to add some value to the property. And in a market at the moment that's reasonably stable, we're finding that adding some value to a property is a good thing to consider when you're buying.
And you mentioned that the market is stable at the moment, interest rates are quite low. So it is a good time to buy at the moment, would you say?
Look, absolutely. If you're a first home buyer, there are actually areas in Australia at the moment, approximately about 70 suburbs in Australia at the moment. There's only about four in Melbourne, but 70 Australia-wide that are actually now cash flow positive. So you would actually find it cheaper to buy than rent in some suburbs. Wow. So that's excellent conditions. We're finding that income that is generated in a household at the moment is around 25 to 26% of that income per annum will cost you to will actually be the amount you'll need to pay to accommodate a mortgage.
You said it's better to buy than to rent at this stage, given the market and everything that's happening around with the economy and stuff. What properties or what areas are more in demand with rental areas?
Generally, the areas closer to the CBD are the most conservative areas to consider when you're looking at purchasing an investment property. The reason for that is the supply and demand ratio. And what we're finding in the market at the moment is that rentals are actually increasing. So we're finding property prices in some areas, particularly in your higher end, are decreasing. Your property prices in the lower end of the market are actually going up. But your rentals, even in your upper end, are actually increasing in value based on supply and demand. And that's generally anywhere within 10 kilometres of the CBD. The strongest area at the moment is within 4 kilometres of the CBD, which is below 1% vacancy rates.
Well, Cameron, thank you very much for coming in and telling us about what's happening in the market at the moment.
You're very welcome.
That's Cameron Deal from Infolio Joy Sponsor. You can find out more about Infolio at infolio.com.au.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for listening to another one of our podcasts, and thank you for supporting the Hump Day Crew and Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.